Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 646. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some foolishly have done in the past. However, it is all about preparation. First today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the Jerusalem Post, the London-based Saudi daily Ashraq al-Assad reported that the extremist Jewish Union of Temple Organizations called for Jews to storm the Aqsa Mosque on the occasion of Tisha B'Av, which runs into the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Adha this year. There were no Israeli sources confirming such a report. The Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Sheikh Mohammed Hussein, demanded that the site be protected and said that he would hold the Israeli government responsible for any escalation. Eid al-Adha, known as the Festival of Sacrifice, coincides with the completion of the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, and commemorates Abraham's readiness to sacrifice his son in order to demonstrate his dedication to God. The Eid begins on the evening of Sunday, August the 11th, and ends on the evening of Thursday, August the 15th. From Saturday night, August 10th, until Sunday evening, Jews mark Tisha B'Av, the day that the two Jewish temples in Jerusalem were destroyed, by fasting for 25 hours and abiding by other mourning practices, including sitting on the floor or low chairs and reciting the Book of Lamentations, in which the prophet Jeremiah laments the destruction of Jerusalem and the subsequent exile. Second, today, under the sign category of the rise of Gog and Magog, according to the AFP, Agence France-Presse, if you will, Russian President Vladimir Putin urged the United States to begin new arms talks after the collapse of a Cold War nuclear pact between the two world powers. Moscow and Washington tore up the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty on Friday, signed by President Reagan so many years ago, triggering fears of a new arms race. And this is breaking news. There is a crisis going on in Russia right now. We do not know if this was intentional or is it, or whether or not it is an accident. And that is, they were doing some missile work in Russia, and evidently they have had a serious malfunction, and it is causing a problem with the radiation right now. So that is just breaking news, and it's coming in today in more detail. It appears that they're trying to keep it hush hush, and we will report on that next time in one of these second coming podcasts. Be that as it may, we are ready for it, Putin said in a statement. Putin said Monday that if Russia receives information about U.S. development of new missiles, it will be forced to begin the full-scale development of similar missiles. Unless there are new talks about strategic security, this scenario means restarting an uncontrolled arms race, he added. Third today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, Iran's defense minister, Amir Hatami, warned on Thursday that the information of a U.S.-led flotilla in the Gulf would increase insecurity and that any Israeli involvement would have disastrous consequences for the region. The U.S. announced plans to build a coalition of nations to monitor and deter Iranian threats against commercial shipping in the Persian Gulf after continued tensions with Iran in the region. The mission is dubbed Operation Sentinel. Great Britain, which already has warships and on protection duty in the Gulf after a UK-flagged tanker was seized by Iranian Revolutionary Guards, has said it will join the planned operation. Foreign Minister Yisrael Katz said that Israel would also be taking part in the coalition, reacting to reports of Israeli willingness to join the coalition. Hatami said it would be highly provocative and can have disastrous consequences for the region. Now, beloved, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. We've been doing this now for many years. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the fundamentals of prophecy. I do believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, and I do believe that you had better get prepared. The second coming of Christ is what this is about, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. And we're living, I do believe, in the end times. And we are certainly living in perilous times. Our topic for today is titled, The Prophet and the Prophetic Ministry, Part 2, from Tim LaHaye, who is now with the Lord, but who served his generation well, we do believe, and Ed Heinsohn, who is the president of Rawlings Seminary of Liberty University, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. First, God chooses a prophet. Abraham's call makes this clear. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abraham's role as a prophet was not a vocation he sought. Rather, it was a result of God's unique sovereign calling upon his life. Second, a prophet is a person with God's message. God called Abraham to serve him by revealing God's message to others. Moses, who would also later serve as a prophet, likewise revealed God's message by receiving the law of the Lord for the people of Israel. Other Old Testament prophets would look to both Abraham and Moses as examples of their role as people called by God to communicate the message of the Lord to those who needed it. The revelation of God to the prophet is a process by which God reveals his secrets to the prophet. The term reveal, Hebrew gala, means to uncover, as in uncovering the ear. Thus, when God uncovers the prophet's ear, he reveals what has been previously hidden so that the prophet perceives what the Lord has said. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophet and the prophetic ministry in our next podcast. I can't wait. In closing, my beloved, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle, and I it is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 8, by Dr. J.C. Ryle. He goes on to say, I see here great comfort for every believer in Christ who reads these pages. There is a day before you, a glorious day. You sometimes feel now as if you walked in darkness and had no light, that you walked in the wilderness, if you will, crying in the wilderness. And sometimes the devil will try to make you think nobody hears. You have often a hard battle to fight with the world, the flesh, and the devil. You sometimes fancy you will never win your way home and must faint by the way. Your flesh and heart are ready to fail. You are sorely tempted to give up. You're confronted by Judases and Sanballats and Tobiases and thorns in the flesh and Demases and Alexander's the coppersmith, and to sit down in despair, but take comfort in the thought of things yet to come. There is a good time before you. Your day has yet to dawn. Don't you forget it. I see here a great reason why many professing Christians should tremble and be afraid. There are many, too many I fear, to whom the time to come will be anything but day. There are many whose happiness is evidently all below. whose treasure is all on earth, whose brightest time is now, and whose gloomiest prospects are hereafter. The further they look on, the darker everything appears. Old age looks dark, sickness looks darker still, death and judgment look darkest of all. So, beloved, if this be your case, I warn you plainly, there must be a change. Your views, your tastes, your inclinations, your affections must be renewed and transformed. You must learn to view the world that now is and that which is to come in a very different light. Go and sit at the feet of Jesus and ask him to teach you this lesson. Ask for the enlightening spirit to anoint your eyes that you may see. Pardon me. Ask for the veil to be taken away, that you may behold everything in its true colors. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming, and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and others in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, in this life, prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death. And prepare us, Lord, for the second coming of Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draw if not.
You got to get your business straight.
He's coming again.
Yes,
he's coming again.
Don't